you and Sergio will be able to answer this next question. People who have been cheated on, what was the red flag that gave it away?
Dando vueltas por la city con mi canción en la bocina que me quiere ver y está loca por tenerme.
Welcome back to another episode of the Sergio Talks podcast. It's your boy Sergio Talks.
It's your boy Matt.
It's your boy Carl.
It's your boy Michu.
And don't mind what Carl is doing. It's just a little technicality. Before we get into this episode, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon,
where you guys might see, you know, more of Carl shirtless. Like you see right now, I'm going to cover the screen, put it on Carl. All this you can't see because it's all covered up by a Patreon logo.
Damn. I can see it.
You guys ever seen a blue waffle?
A blue waffle?
Yeah. Okay, this is a blue waffle.
Yo, bro. Yo.
Red waffle infection. Is that pussy? What is that?
That's a vagina.
What is that?
That is a vagina.
It's a vagina.
Okay. So Matt, you wanted to kick things off?
We're gonna play a little game. Well, it's not really a little game, but I want you guys to think. Qu'est-ce que?
No, je pensais. My bad.
I thought
you
woke up.
The Haitian comes out.
Oiseau panam chanté. An ap chanté. Sorry.
It's true. Sergio knows how to speak Creole. Yo, how do you say?
Yo.
Yo. Ask him how he's doing.
So gonna.
John Bucket.
Yo, mom, we're Haitian now.
Okay, so we're gonna do something fun. We all been in a relationship.
Who's we?
Sorry. And I want you to guys to tell me what.
Yeah,
you feel? I'm
sorry.
La structure de la phrase. You want us to?
I want you guys to tell me what girls do when they're mad at us. So think about the things. Easy. I'm going to start off because I have a really good one.
Okay.
In the car. Can you drive? You're the driver.
I'm the driver?
Yeah, you're driving.
You're the driver. Yes. I'm the girl, right? Can you see me properly? Right? So drive.
What type of car?
Doesn't matter.
I mean, that could be super high or like super low.
Okay, whatever.
Like if it's a Lamborghini, I'm low as shit.
You know, okay,
so what do you want?
Lamborghini.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, put your hands
you
on
want
my lap.
Sound effect?
Put your hands on the lap.
Baby. Baby.
Simple. That's it.
They tell you I'm fine.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's obvious.
They say it's whatever.
Wow. I like this one.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. I don't know. Girls don't get mad at me.
Oh.
Right, right.
Okay, that's kind of
right. Okay.
Oh, you are.
They withhold sex.
They withhold sex.
Oh, yeah. True. They do everything more aggressively. They'll throw things on the table and then, you want your plate? Here, you want your... Like you want. Babe, did you find my wallet? Yeah, here, your wallet.
They'll all of a sudden be doing chores like in front of you.
Oh yeah, and they do it fast.
Whatever they ask you to do that you didn't do, they'll do it in front of you, so you know you didn't do it.
And they'll sigh. They'll be like, and then walk away.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sarcasm, a lot.
What's wrong with sarcasm?
No. They're gonna start doing it.
Yeah, they'll be like, babe, do you need help with the dishes? Like, no, it's fine. I got it.
Because you did it, right?
Yeah.
Because you did it, right? Because you always do things, right? For me. For your girlfriend. Your ex-girlfriend soon.
Yo, Matt, are you okay, bro?
Wow.
Yo, that one came from the heart.
Right.
You know, Jamal used to do the dishes.
Oh.
Why is it Jamal?
But I can ask Tyron tonight if you want.
Why is it Tyron?
Or Tyron and Jamal.
Not the two of them.
It's crazy.
What else?
Tyrone used to clean my pipes. Sorry.
You play too much Call of Duty, bro. The fact that came too fast, bro. Pause.
Resume.
That's what I was talking about when I said the plumber.
Sorry.
What do they do? They're mad.
They don't look at you.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure? Because they look me dead in the fucking eye, yeah, bro.
No, that's scared. Even... Because me, when I think about it, is that when they're mad at you, but like you don't know yet, and now they'll start doing stuff around the house, and they don't look at you. Like, hi. Like, you say hi. Instead of like, oh, hi, babe. How's it? It will be, say hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I see what you mean.
You get what I mean? Like, they're not even looking at you.
Yeah. I have one. They throw things.
Like chancalas.
Dishes.
Huh? Whoa.
That's crazy.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Y'all want a kiss also?
A Coke?
A Coke.
Shut up.
Take me. No head.
I said we'd hold sex. Spread of sex.
Head is there.
Head has his own category. Yes. What else do they do when they're mad at you?
I'm trying to rethink of like situation that happened.
Put bleach in your coffee.
Hey, what? Okay, we've all dated a Latina, I guess.
Wow, they're gonna come for you now.
No, I love it. In practice, I could like put, you know, kiss me on my toes.
Yeah, kiss you on the edge.
Yeah,
it's kind of funny. Ha, gotcha. No.
Okay. What do they do?
Now we're going to change it. What about things they do when they really love you? And you know, like, not just like in love, the normal things. Like, you know that she's really happy.
So what are things that girls do? No,
that's what I mean. Like, more. Like,
what are things that girls do when they love you?
Yeah, when they're really happy, like in a good mood, love you type of thing.
They buy you gifts.
Mm-hmm. Okay, like that.
Yeah.
They make your lunch. And they even tell you, they're like, give me your hands. Baby, I made your lunch and I even made your favorite cookies. Right?
I never had that.
Damn, I'd fall so bad.
I would definitely fold.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Folding.
Must be nice.
Baby voice.
Yeah, baby voice.
Oh. Baby voice.
Okay.
I fold for this shit.
You like baby voice?
Okay.
That sounds so...
Okay, what
I just got flashbacks from my last relationship.
That's what I'm getting right now the whole time.
We never really used to baby talk, bro. We used to, like, I don't know how to explain it. Oh my God.
I kind of been reenacted, bro. It was one of a kind.
Yeah. Do you want to explain?
No, I can't.
Okay, so baby voice. Yeah.
You guys do that?
No, I don't do it. She'll do it. But I sometimes
do it. You don't do it?
Hmm. Yeah, they're fun sometimes.
Huh?
Matt does baby. Matt does. Okay, so just explain a concept.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I gotta explain a concept. So Matt gets like approached to the fact that he has a resting bitch face, right? So what Matt has realized is, and what he decided to do is now to start like responding to people, but in a cute way, but still keeping the resting bitch face on. So now, instead of saying thank you, Matt's gonna say thank yous.
Yeah.
Or what else does he say?
I always do.
Or he'll do this, but everything is done with a resting bitch face. So it just looks like this. Or thank yous.
The thank yous, I really spammed the thank yous.
You spammed that shit.
Yeah, but it works.
First time you said it, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but it works. Like, they're like, oh, okay, he's like on a better vibe. But when I say thank you, they're like, the fuck is this problem? Like, what is wrong? And I'm like, no, I just said thank you. But can you hear it?
Yeah, I hear you.
And I just more like, thank yous.
But that, you know what I figured out about you? You have what's called, well, it's not, that's how I call it. You have a rude mannerism.
Rude mannerism?
Yeah. Like, for example, you don't mean to do things to be rude, but like for other people, it seems rude.
Yeah.
So that's what you have.
I agree. That's why I do everything in like in a
to compensate. He became an anime girl.
Thank you.
Literally, thank bro. Yous. Thank yous. Bro, I be talking to girls. I'm like, thank yous. My God, I look fucking dumb, bro.
Imagine the girls like, oh, I like a guy who's super masculine, blah yeah. blah, etc. And then Mike comes, thank yous.
Yeah, literally, bro. Because I be talking like that. At the end, I'm like, thank yous. They're gonna be like, is he?
What side are you on?
What team?
Okay, so things that girls do when they're in love with you. So baby voice was the last one. What else?
Affectionate, like very affectionate. They're touchy.
Oh, touchy. Touchy as
fuck.
Like hugs touchy. All the time, kisses, blah, blah, etc.
They bite you.
Oh my God, that's so good.
You know, I've never been like bitten by.
My ex used to slap me.
Like,
all right.
I swear to God.
Like, oh, you, like, you love pain? Way.
Like love taps.
Slap what?
Like, sometimes, I swear to God, she just like look at me and just like blatantly stare at me and then just slap. She's like, sorry. I swear to God.
That's crazy.
It was never violent though.
I can't talk about this subject. I want to be in a relationship now.
They say they want to be under your skin.
Yeah.
In your skin. They want to be you. Like, they're like, it's just like,
I want to become like a small little version of me and then be able to put me in your pocket.
Yeah. They always, what?
What?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. It's nothing crazy. It is really
accurate. Somebody told you that too? Yeah. That they want to be? To be fair, my ex was a very small version of everything. So she was just tiny. So I guess she didn't have to say.
Yeah, no, but they say like, let's say you wear a hoodie like this and you're just vibing.
Oh, yeah, she'd be in my hoodie. Okay, yeah.
Like this thing, bro, and they're like, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? She's like, stop! You don't like when I'm here? I'm like, I'm hot. I don't care.
They always say that thing, would you love me if I wasn't warm?
Oh my days, what a stupid analogy.
Why it's the like, warm? What do you mean? Why not like a bat?
Why?
You would love a bat?
Like an owl. Ooh, like, I don't know, bro. Something else than a fucking...
I don't know.
A snake?
I guess it's just the concept of, like, would you still like love me if I was something that's, like, gross and, like, slimy?
Yeah.
Well, what do you guys answer? Okay, yeah, let's settle this. What do you guys answer?
I know what Carl's answer is going to be.
What?
Can a worm still give head?
I hate this. And, you know, if it's her soulmate, she would literally say, well, it's pretty, like... what's the word?
Slimy?
Yeah. So, like, the head's going to be sloppy.
That's crazy.
That's him going to be like, yeah, you're my soulmate.
My little warmy warm?
Okay, what's your answer? No, wait. What's Sergio's answer?
About?
If a girl asked him, would you still love me if you would have been warm? If I would have been a worm? Honestly, I think I know it. I think it's just, the fuck? What'd you say? That's it.
I don't know. I think Sergio has that goo goo gaga side that we don't know.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes. I think.
Because you've.
You know what? I think he would say, like, I don't. Because I'm trying to find an example of, like, you know, something like is the worm big? Like, is it a, like, what kind of worm is it gets?
Is it a thick worm?
Is it a thick worm? Exactly. That's all. Is it like this? Is it thick? If it's thick, alright. Something like
I
that.
I get that, yeah.
But I can't. Because I don't seem to be like, I'm gonna love you. No,
I don't talk like that. I do have like a little goo goo gaga side, but definitely on not FaceTime. As much as y'all.
I've caught him a couple times on FaceTime.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Thank you.
Yo!
Rest my case.
Yo!
Rest my case.
God. That was the funniest thing.
Honestly, wait.
Arm up like that the whole time.
Yo, wait. Pause. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, honestly, shut your
stupid ass
shut
up.
Shut your whore mouth.
Shut the fuck up.
You
can't even speak next to us on FaceTime because you know you'd be like,
no.
Yes.
No. Yes.
You know why? Because you guys are going to say the dumbest shit.
No.
So I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to back up.
No.
Yeah.
No, you know that's what okay, you know what he does? You know what he does? He goes, before the FaceTime opens, he goes, hey.
What's up, Ma?
Hey. What's up, Ma?
Hey. That's my real voice. Hey.
Okay. You know when the funniest thing is when he records a voice memo, he goes so what's up? No, that doesn't work.
For some reason, I'm so always there.
Let me talk to you, Matt. Fuck, can you shut the fuck up? So yeah, I'm saying,
like, sometimes his voice cracks.
Cracks all the time. Oh, that's the funniest thing ever. But yeah, voice. We're not done with you. Yes.
Sergio?
I don't even know what... You guys are probably right, but I just don't know what circumstance you guys are talking about, though.
Yes, bro, you were chilling, talking
on the couch.
Yeah, and then you went,
like this, crashed in the couch, and no, you okay. forgot the arm.
That's fine. Arm that's like that's that, a Google Gaga.
Like, but you know, like
yeah, literally that.
You know those. Like that the whole time smiling, and then afterwards he looks at us, goes. And they go like that. You know,
yo, that's so it. Funny.
Yeah, but Goo Goo Gaga, no, I know you're Goo Goo Gaga.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to be.
Oh, yeah, you for sure. Are. I'm Goo Goo Gaga.
Yeah. For sure. What? You're going to be. No. Hell yeah. Yeah. You're going to be the, sure, be the worst
sure,
out of everybody.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Yeah.
Okay, what would Michu say if his girl said, would you still love me if you had been a worm? If I would be a worm?
Hey, Michu would be like.
Like, technically.
Technically, it's not possible.
You can't be a worm.
I wouldn't love you if you were a worm.
No, he'd probably say something sassy, like, I don't know, I might step on you by accident.
I would never say that.
You would 100% say that.
Yo,
I rest my case.
I wouldn't see you, I would just step on you.
No, I think I'd say something like, I mean, it wouldn't be possible, so I don't see what's the point.
Look what that's Carl something. Would say.
That's pretty good.
Actually, sorry, you know what Michu would say? Mm. Michu would give like a very elaborate answer and be like, well, I would study and find out what it takes in order to preserve the life of a worm and then like ramble on for like 10 minutes.
And the girls just be like, ugh.
He's like, yeah, she's like, never mind. It's never mind.
Never mind.
Yo, guys, I'm a nerd at heart, bro.
What would I do? What would I answer?
My little munchkin, of course I would.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I definitely would like it if you were warm.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah,
definitely. If you were worm,
yeah.
Honestly, all three of y'all are super wrong.
Like, what do worms eat?
I would definitely say, what the fuck?
Yeah,
and then I would probably say, absolutely the fuck not.
If you're in love, c'était d'amour.
Because I already had the answer. That's why I'm saying that. And you've seen my ex, how sarcasm is a thing in my couples.
Sarcasm.
So I'd be like,
sarcasm.
Sarcasm.
Yo, it's not orgasm.
Sarcasm.
There you go.
Is it? Sarcasm.
Yeah, so definitely I would say, are you stupid? What the fuck?
That's crazy.
Okay, what else?
But that's I don't know why they do
but
that.
But they like to ask those questions. I don't know why.
Would you love me? I love you right now. Don't ask. I love you right now. You see right now? I love you just.
Or you could just reverse it. Would you? And they say, yeah, then you say same answer.
And I'm like, oh, you're so boring. Me? Like, what? Can you, like...
Elaborate.
Toxic. Like, what if like, the worm, like, is, like, almost dying? Or, like, is really, really ugly?
All worms are ugly.
Yeah, but this one is very ugly. Like,
anyways, moving on from the worm subject.
Fuck the worm subject. Things they do when they love you. Okay, I have a really good one. And I don't... What?
I think it was just very obnoxiously loud.
No, I really have a good one. Okay, when they really like either in love or you act right, it's good. But the pussy's super wet.
Okay. All right.
I see what you mean.
No, but they're horny as hell. Yeah. Like, because I've seen both, right? And then correct me if I'm wrong. Like, when you act wrong, like you said, it's dry.
Yeah.
Dry.
Bro, the energy is off, like all the way off.
But when you act right, like somehow they're like touchy. They want to do everything for you, whatever.
That's true.
And then they're like, just like, do you want something more? Like they push it. And you're like, oh, baby, I'm tired. But like, I know you're tired from work from yesterday, because usually they would say that they're tired. And now they go, no, I'm not tired for you, no.
Give you the sloppiest head.
They'll do everything. And they're horny as hell, so.
I don't know if we said it already, but one thing that I noticed is like they'll always get you like your favorite snack.
For sure.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Like they become like super thoughtful.
Mm-hmm. Everything. Everything is done. Like you haven't, when boys, okay, take that as an advice. When you act right, it's like a beautiful and thoughtful wife. She does everything for you. But you need to act right. So don't be a fucking dumbass. Mm-hmm. You'll have sex. You'll have a lunch, cookies. Great relationship. Good ahead.
But also great. In the same breath, don't take our advice because we're also all single.
Fair.
So honest. Therefore, we are not acting right. Interesting.
I don't know. I don't like this conversation.
Didn't you say you wanted to be in a relationship?
Yeah, like
me?
Couple.
Yeah, that's why I said I don't like this conversation. It's making me reminisce.
Do you want to be in a relationship?
No.
Do you want to be in a relationship?
That's a good question. That's a great question.
Do you want to be in a relationship?
No.
Do you want to be in a relationship?
Yes.
Really?
You want to be in a relationship?
Oh.
You do? Honesty. Oh my God. It's a first.
I mean, I'm like 80-20.
80%?
Yes. 80% no. 80% that I'd rather be in a relationship than 20%.
80 cuffed.
No. Because 80% cuffed would
be. You guys are both saying the same thing using the same lingo. You're both right. You're both. Okay, shut the fuck up.
No, I want. Okay. Right.
No,
you know what? Okay. I understand. Why? No,
shut the fuck up. No, yeah, he said you're right. He said you're right.
Yeah, but you're right too.
Yeah, okay.
You said 80% in a relationship, right?
No, that I'd rather be in a relationship.
Okay, yeah, and I said 80% cuffed.
Oh, okay. I know why I don't understand what he's saying. Because for me, cuffed is like, I know. Actually.
That's what I'm saying. You guys are both right.
Okay. I just didn't understand. So right. We're both right.
80% is crazy, though.
I'm not sure you're. I should film my girl. Why? So, what's your answer? Being in a relationship or being single?
Being single.
Rather being single.
I'd rather be single. Hmm. For at least like maybe like another 6 months.
Hmm.
6 months? So you got 6 months to be in another relationship?
Hmm.
I would say, I would push it to a year.
Or maybe until March.
Until March?
I would push it to
maybe
a year.
Until then.
Tomorrow.
March.
My next trip.
Oh.
But
until March.
I mean, March.
Yeah, March is good. March, for sure. March seems pretty legit. Me, it's like April or something like that.
That's crazy.
Right.
I don't know.
When's you?
When I'm going to Chicago.
Chicago, right? What about you?
What about you? Yesterday?
Okay, so I'm going to ask you more like serious questions or whatever. Just you'll see. We're all going to answer, and I'm going to check the replies. So it's Reddit questions, right? So first one is, which addiction isn't taken seriously enough?
This man has a problem.
I swear we could have a serious conversation, I promise.
Okay, which addiction isn't taken seriously enough?
Porn addiction.
Mm.
Porn addiction is very, very,
I like
very
that.
Bad, yeah.
You go.
Yeah, no, damn, that's a really good answer. Porn addiction.
There's okay. You want? I can give you ideas. Someone says shopping.
Shopping.
Yeah.
Oh, I suffer from that too, for sure. I think out of everyone here,
you're the worst for sure. No, he's not.
No,
not at all. Not even.
You're not
close.
A shopaholic.
No, spending money versus shopping is two different things.
Yeah. Okay. He's not a shopaholic.
So I get you a spenderholic. I'm a shopaholic.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's for sure.
What? Nothing.
What are you, a holic?
What?
Workaholic.
Yeah. Matt. Yeah, workaholic, definitely.
Workaholic?
Workaholic? I was going to say like a slutaholic. a whoreaholic. to the streetsaholic. An escortaholic.
That's crazy. Well, obviously, gambling addiction.
Mm. Valid. Oh, that's a big one, actually, a gambling addiction.
Yeah. And another one.
Oh. Speaking of gambling,
sex work,
nymphomania,
whatever.
But I don't know, it is bad.
A nymphomaniac, it's to the point where it affects your day to day life for sure.
Yeah.
So a sex addiction. It could be,
yeah.
It's
okay. Gaming addiction.
That's a huge one.
That's a really huge one. Wow.
That's definitely a big one.
Okay. Love addiction.
Definitely, I was a victim of that for sure.
Yeah, me too.
Wow.
Yeah.
The thing about love addiction, though, is that, like, you don't see it. Like, you could be in the worst possible state, but you won't see it.
But a lot of it comes from a point of, like, low confidence and low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At least for guys, in my opinion.
I have this little story. It says, my mother has this love addiction. 8 marriages while I was growing up, and now she's 63 and still trying to get married again.
That's crazy.
8 marriages.
Neglecting her dog, forcing all of us to meet each man. Each new man is a perfect one and the one.
That's fucked
up. Until he isn't, and she meets someone new.
Yeah.
That's bad.
8 is crazy.
8 is a lot.
That's really bad.
Okay. What's something sexual that you didn't expect to enjoy as much as you did before you tried it?
head.
Why? He's laughing already.
I didn't think it.
Repeat the question.
What's something sexual that you didn't expect to enjoy as much as you did before you tried it?
Shotgun, you going first.
There's a lot.
You go. Let's go.
I don't want to.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to read the answers and you guys can.
Yes, that's better.
Soft bondage.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. That's up there.
That's hot.
You too? That's pretty. Oh, okay. Ear stuff.
I'm sorry?
Ear stuff. So like,
ooh, like licking like, ears. Or like nibbling the earlobe.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
I like doing it.
Yeah.
So. I don't like receiving, I like doing it. I'm not going to search for the wax, dude.
No, I get it.
It's just kissing the ear.
Yeah, which is perfectly fine.
That's too much for you.
No.
Do you like it or not?
Yeah, it's great.
Do you like it done to you?
Both. I don't mind.
Interesting.
What else?
What's up?
Nothing. I like both. I like giving. I like receiving. I think I would like
same. Oh wait, what about like her sucking on your nipple?
I love that actually.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Yeah. You like it too. Me, it doesn't do anything, so I can't like it. I don't feel anything at all.
No, it's just awkward. My nipple's just wet.
Yeah, me too. I'm literally like, aren't you like this? Like sometimes they go like before going to suck my dick, they just and I'm like. It gets wet now.
Have you ever got hurt, like your girl, like on your nipple?
Yeah, what the fuck?
That, no. You?
You guys spit on the nipples? Like, I mean, not like, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
My girlfriend digging her nails into my back during missionary.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. That's fire.
But I don't have a lot of girls that ever do that. Like I had one relationship.
From the hair that you have on your back.
Yeah.
Oh my!
That's
one of your best ones, right?
It's not even that bad, bro.
Does it ever get to a point where like it hurts too much and like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
I have a scar from that, actually.
Whoa.
You have a scar from that?
I have a scar from that. My lower back, a girl like put her nails, but she dug like so deep. But you know like those, like when they do like the pointy nails?
That's what
she had. But she dug so deep that like, I was like, fuck. And then I ended up like moving on the side and it scratched my entire back.
I had a girl break her nail.
Whoa.
Yo, y'all have aggressive bitches, damn.
Damn. My fault, the dick is good, bro. My bad. TMI.
What's the max amount of pain that you would tolerate during sex?
What's like, give me an example, what's 10 out of 10?
Well, I don't know what a 10 is for you, but like, let's say for example,
let's say wax.
Yeah, that's fine.
Her choking you out.
Choking me out?
Yeah.
Love it.
I
fucking love it. Not to the point I'm like, but just like putting her hands
there. Okay. What about knife play?
I've never done it, so I can't experience. I can't say, I mean.
But the thing is that.
No, but like what if you were like, you would get like cut?
Wait, hold on.
I want him to answer.
Like,
would you be okay if she would like do like little cuts?
Yeah. I'm willing to try. I'm not like, it's knife play.
Let's do it.
But like if it happens, like it's on the moment that she just has it, I'm like, oh, okay.
She just has
you?
It.
You?
Yeah. Wait.
She just has it.
What do you want to say?
I just, because to me, knife play was just like, you kind of like, just, let's say, put it through, like to the throat or somewhere or whatever, but you don't actually do any damage. It's kind of like the.
I thought that too.
The violent. Okay, so I need to research that shit, bro.
Yeah, you need to.
That seems interesting.
You?
A girl cutting my skin?
Yeah.
No.
I'm good, yeah.
What about whips?
Yeah.
What?
Whips?
Whips.
You know the little whips?
You're getting whipped or...
I'm getting whipped?
Yeah.
Hello. I would never do it.
I mean, I've been there, done that.
The ancestors. They're rolling in their graves right now.
Is this still Black History Month? It's still Black History Month, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say, you can't laugh. We can laugh. We can make jokes about it. Okay, you shut the fuck up.
Like, her having the whip and whipping me.
Yes.
I don't know what position I'd be to for her to whip me.
It doesn't matter. We're just talking about pain threshold. We're just saying if you would like it, if you're getting whipped.
You're getting whipped. I would just not do it.
What about getting spanked with the paddle?
A paddle? Why the fuck she has a paddle?
It's called a paddle.
That's actually a thing, though, still.
It's like a wooden You've paddle. You've
done it. No, I just
know You've done it. Why are you laughing?
I just know, but I promise you I've never done it. I just know about it.
I just don't understand what position I'd be in for her to paddle me or
You'd
whip
be
me.
On your fucking, like, in doggy, bro, smacking your ass.
There was this girl I
how
knew.
Is she, how am I getting my ass smacked, smacks, whatever, if I'm doggy?
Or, okay, let's say, bro, let's it's say not you're in mission, you're in Liga, missionary, and she's
it's not. It's not about, like, in the act of having sex. It could be before.
Yeah.
Facts. Like the foreplay.
Yes.
But I don't know if you guys are going to say it. What dark family secret were you let in on once and you are old enough?
J'ai rien compris.
Moi non plus.
So basically, what dark family secret did you, like,
learn?
Yeah, did you learn, like, once and you
Yeah, what dark family secret were you let in on once you were old enough?
I don't have
no dark family secrets.
Yeah.
Maybe like Santa Claus isn't real.
Something like that. He is though.
He isn't. The Tooth Fairy isn't real.
No, my mom traumatized me with the Tooth Fairy.
Yo, I caught my mom.
I caught my mom red handed too. I was like, yo, where the fuck are you putting my tooth?
That's exactly what happened to me too. I was like, hold on, wait a minute. And then afterwards, you know what she started doing? Every time I'd lose a teeth, she's like, oh, give it to me. So the Tooth Fairy, I'm like, what? I know that the Tooth Fairy isn't real. Just give me the bread. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Michu loses a tooth. He goes to see his mom and he's
I'm like, yo, give me $2. That's literally what I did.
Much. Oh, I like these two. What is the fastest way you've seen someone ruin their lives?
Gambling.
Okay.
Drugs.
Drugs.
Drugs. Definitely.
Staying
drugs.
In a toxic relationship.
Oh, my God. This is so good.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
That was too good. To...
Alcohol.
Cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Cheating. Alcohol.
Hmm.
No, I mean, no. It's not that deep.
Yeah.
Okay, is. Yes. And,
Let's say you're in a marriage and you cheat.
Yeah.
Jeff, it ruins you. Yeah, okay, I get what you mean.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos kind of.
What ruined your innocence?
What ruined your innocence?
So you're innocent as a kid your whole life, and at some point you're like, doom. Okay, that's life.
I almost got burnt in a car.
Wait a minute.
What the fuck?
But we're not supposed to laugh. Why are we laughing?
What do you mean you almost got burnt in a car?
What's the question?
What ruined your innocence?
Yeah, and that was... Oh, no. I actually saw someone got shot right in front of me. Like, as I was, like, I think 7 years old.
But both answers are pretty good. Yeah, even as the other...
Huh?
So at 7.
What are you laughing?
That's so far.
So basically, I used to live. So for y'all who don't know, I used to live in Haiti, and there was like this. So there was. He's holding back. So you can laugh. It's okay, bro. You don't need to hold back. But yeah, so I was as a kid. I used to live in Haiti, and there was like this thing where like all the prices in the country kind of like rose up. Like, exactly, spiked. So there was a huge riot. And I went to like kind of like a rich kid school, whatever. Like it was a private school. And it was recess. There's people in front that are trying to like, they're throwing like Molotov cocktails on like the building and everything. Everything's going in, like it's absolutely insane. They're banging on the doors, but there's a security guard. But the security guard is basically hiding like on the side of the door. One guy, like, is able to, like, break in through, like, the door. The door flaps, like, let's say on the left side like this. So the security guard is right there. Okay, so he doesn't see him. Runs. Every single person runs away. I'm the only motherfucker who froze. Like, I freeze. I can't move. And I just see this guy with, like, a Molotov cocktail, like, running towards me. And then the security guard who was behind the door shot him.
Damn.
And the guy, like, the blood splat on my whole entire uniform. I'm like this thing, like this. I'm
and you
like,
were how old?
I think I was 7 years old.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's the craziest thing that happened.
Shot, taxes, what's yours?
So wait, the security guard didn't slide cancel?
So fucked. So fucked.
He was prone.
So fucked.
Sorry. Shout out to Monsieur Joseph, bro.
So fucked.
Oh, the question again?
What ruined your innocence?
I don't know. Oh, sex. I thought sex was really like it. You know what I'm saying? When I was a kid, I was like watching porn, whatever. You're like, oh my God, it looks fucking amazing. I had sex for the first time. And I was like, it's not that. I hyped it so much. I was like, it's not that.
Like, no, but you became an adult after.
Yeah, sex? I was like, yeah. Oh, okay. This is cool. But I really thought it was like going to be crazy.
I get what you mean. Mm. Well, my answer is pretty much the same as him. Sex, definitely.
It ruined your innocence.
Yeah, bro. I was like a kid and I had sex super early. And
that ruined your innocence.
But I became more mature very fast.
I think he has a proper definition of what that means. Because wouldn't you think that maybe what ruined your innocence is maybe your dad not being there anymore?
That's crazy.
But I can't.
I'm not even saying that as a joke. No, I'm just saying like, because maybe from that, like, remember how you told us the other day, like you had like a lot of anger issues and whatever growing up. Like, that's why I'm saying that it could be like something that ruined your innocence.
Yeah, I like that answer also. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. So I can't, like, I'm trying to overthink it now. And I'm like, okay, maybe, because that's not the first sense I would come up with. But it does make sense.
Like for me, for example, I could say like it was seeing my parents fight all the time.
Okay.
That like made me like rebel, so to speak.
So then obviously that's okay.
Oh, never mind.
Okay, we're gonna finish with one last one. I assume. People who are good at sex, what's one piece of advice you would give to someone of your own gender or orientation to help them improve their performance? Performance.
Performance.
Do you one at a time or?
Insinuating that we're good at sex.
That's what I said, assuming.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to answer now.
Okay, I'll start with like whatever. Listen to what your partner is saying and don't be afraid to ask questions.
Yeah. Communication.
Like, okay, for me, I always like to say, even in the beginning, like beginning of the thing, I'm like, what do you like?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like? I don't give a fuck. Even if it's the first time, I'm like, what do you like? During sex, I can be like, what do you like? Or like, I'm like, it's hard. I'm always trying to read the room because there's a lot of girls that like when it's like, he's handling everything.
Yeah.
But I like to ask, what do you want now? Because sometimes they want slow, sometimes they want fast, sometimes they want hard. So I like to ask, even though, but it's, I'm trying to read the rooms, because otherwise it's like, it feels like I can't, like,
fuck.
No, but like, I can't choose it. Mm. Like, just choose it and do it. But my point is for you to come. So like, if I've been going fast for quite some time and you want slow, it's going to help you come, then I'll do it. But I need to ask you, what do you want, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say to take your time. Like, a lot of the guys are gonna like rush through the process to just, like, fuck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really good. Foreplay. There's so many girls that keep saying that they like foreplay better than just sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't be scared to add toys.
Mm-hmm.
Toys are great. Mm-hmm. It's just an add-on. Yeah. Might as well use it if it's going to make her
Like we said, the toys are your best friend. They're not your enemy.
Facts.
That's facts.
What do you have?
That's a good question. I had something in mind, but I completely forgot.
A big one.
Reading, my bad. Reading body language.
Mm-hmm.
Reading body language is crazy because, okay, so it's like an experience that happened like recently. Like, I was having sex with a girl and like there's this position that I like, but she doesn't necessarily like it. But the thing is that like I did pretty much like everything before. So, you know, like foreplay, etc. So, you could see her body language change towards like where she was kind of like, I'm not sure about it, to like, oh yeah, I'm definitely down. And then she ended up coming like in 2 seconds.
Mm.
So it's like reading body language. It's going to be pleasurable for her. It's going to be pleasurable.
But to go off of that, I would say in your circumstance, I'd say like to take charge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you're asking like also like too much questions,
that's what I'm
like, just like, yeah. Buddy, like just balance. Do it. Yeah.
Moan.
Yeah. He's right. Man, yeah.
Moan. I can't do it, bro.
I do it like really like,
I don't moan.
But I feel you because I don't. I always force it.
Yeah.
I always force it.
You see, I won't force, but I'll talk.
Okay, that's what I meant by that.
Like I'll express like what I'm feeling, or I'll say things like in order to make her feel good.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, it's so good.
It's crazy because
it's so good.
Yeah,
Or say like your pussy feels amazing.
Yeah, you're hot, whatever. Yeah, and
why
it's crazy.
Do I have the same words as you? Hold on, go on. What else did you say? No, hold on.
Are you going to get hard on
No, the other
no,
things.
I'm just
no.
trying to see.
There's other things that I...
Fuck. Yeah, what do you guys say? I'd say fuck, a lot.
A lot, yeah. My little slut.
I say your body's crazy. I'd be saying your body's crazy. That's crazy.
Wait, do you say it too?
For sure. I can't say it though, Mio. I've never, like... even me fucking a girl that's considered like she's a slut, I can't even say that. I can't. I'm not.
It's really, it's mean.
No, but like, you know, like, but they like saying it. And then the girls like to
But I'll never ever say it unless she's into it.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, due to recent event, all this is consensual. Okay?
Yeah, that's also
and
true.
On top of it, you know, we communicate with our partners, yeah. So it is wanted by our partners.
Nothing that I do is not done without consent or them being like, I want you to do this to me.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Disclosure. Like there's no weird shit, except if she's into weird shit.
Can we discuss something?
What's up?
Yeah.
Is squirt pee?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
Has to be.
It, like no, technically speaking, as doctors, it is.
Yeah. But it doesn't like it's if I'm not mistaken, it doesn't consist
as
yeah,
the
exactly.
same thing as
exactly.
like
pee. Squirt piss.
It is. I promise you, it is.
Because it doesn't smell like pee either.
But it, like your answer is good.
It's like it doesn't have the same consistency. It's not the same thing as pee. Like it doesn't count.
You know
directly
fun?
From your platter, I think.
When they say I never squirted,
and you're like ah,
and you're like
bet.
Squirting is the expulsion of urine during an orgasm. Female ejaculation is a release of both urine and substance from the Skene's glands. Sexual unconscious. That's not the word. What is it? C'est tout. It's piss.
It Pretty is. Much. the same thing. Oh, it says slow down. Slow down, literally. Like, it just says that.
Well, because for the most part, from what I heard, is that, like, girls will say, like, one, they never get to come because the guys are going to fuck. They're going to bunny fuck. And then, like, it's over.
I was about to say, it's hard for most men because, like, we like the feeling. And if you like the feeling, to, like, from what I heard, girls really don't like when you put them in a certain position. And if you have a certain size of dick, it hurts like fucked. So, like, they don't like that at all. But, like, you think, like, destroying her, like, is a vibe.
Yeah.
But they don't like that. And, like, I've even had a girl tell me saying, like, honestly, I like a 6 or 7 inch max. Like, I like it smaller than bigger.
Especially 6 and 7 is not small.
Or, well, whatever.
It's above average.
Yeah but, like, she just said small. She just said smaller. That's whatever. That's what was her words, not mine. Whatever it is, she was just basically saying that, like, smaller is more enjoyable because it hits the spot and it doesn't hurt. And she also mentioned that the fact that it hurts, it fucks her, like, orgasm. Like, she can't orgasm because it just hurts. So, like, as men, is to feel the if you have a longer dick, if that concerns you, well, to, like, not destroy her and then maybe hold back a little bit or go slower, like, things like that, you know?
100%.
Goody-goodos.
I like this. Yeah. I like this question though. Oh, maybe y'all can answer.
Huh?
Y'all?
Yeah.
As in me and Sergio?
Yeah. Do you want me to say it louder? You and Sergio will be able to answer this next question. People who have been cheated on, what was the red flag that gave it away?
Have a good day, guys. It was nice working with y'all. I see y'all. I like to support my black bro. Fuck, man.
I'm so sorry. That was just like a Reddit question.
One of the times that gave it away is when I found another guy's nude in her phone.
Okay.
He was like naked?
I don't remember exactly, but... He was definitely shirtless for sure. And it was exactly the guy that I was told not to worry about.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
Word for word.
It's always like that.
It's always him.
It's funny. Then they always come back afterwards. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Interesting. They always come
Fun
back.
Fact.
Michu, you wanna know?
Michu's like, I witnessed it.
No, I didn't. Thank God, because somebody. Can was you gonna imagine?
I think it's worse. Like, if imagine like you would have walked in,
and your girl getting doggied.
Yeah,
someone's dying.
Yeah,
dying. The guy's dying first. Her, I don't know. What?
No, no.
No, right?
No. Maybe the guy didn't even know you existed. Maybe the guy didn't even know you existed.
That's cap.
That's true. No, because sometimes they'd be lying.
She's going to lie and then she's going to fuck that guy and the guy's going to be like, what
it's,
the fuck?
It's not my problem. You ever heard about like wrong place at the wrong time? Mm. That's the circumstance. Mm.
I'm not, no.
Okay, wait.
You're not beating his ass?
No.
If there's a guy that's bigger than you and that benches more than you.
Stronger than me, bigger legs, bigger dick, bigger everything. I'm not fighting him. I'm not fighting. I'm not wasting my time fighting a guy that's fucking my girl. I'm like, okay, well, have fun. I'm out.
Well, one of them, you were actually there.
No, can I say something before you go on?
What's up?
I'm going to be real. I've seen the red flags before you.
Wow. You saw the red
flags? Yeah.
But to be fair, I'm a very, like, when I'm in love, I'm super clueless. Like, I'm clueless.
Yeah.
So, I like, there's a lot of things that, like, I might not see. And that's why I have friends.
No, because it's also, like, I couldn't, like you just mentioned, you were so in love that I couldn't even speak to you. Like, I couldn't, if I would have come to you and be like, yo, your girl's definitely cheating on you, you would be like, cap. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Or like, you would take her defense because you are so in love, which is fine. Don't get me wrong. But like, I've seen the red flag a little bit, but go on. Like, where's the...
So the first time it was like, we were throwing a party for Matt, at Matt's place.
Yeah.
And she was like, her phone was on the thing. And I went through her phone to change the music.
Wait, that was just context. She was heavily drunk.
She was so like that's why
she was not like she was defensive on her phone. Her phone was just there,
yeah.
And like she didn't even know what was going on.
She was paranoid.
No. She was blacked out drunk.
Yeah, she was super drunk.
She couldn't stand up.
But like, if she would have been like not drunk, she would have her phone close to her, and like Michu would have been able to take her phone.
Gotcha. Yeah. So in her phone was like, I think it was the phone that was playing music, and then. She received like a Snapchat notification, and then I was like, what the fuck? Okay, I went on her Snap and then I saw like the name of the guy, so I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So then I opened the message and then I saw all the messages.
That's those are the worst.
And then I was like I the part that bothered me the most is because I was mad at her, but she was so blacked out drunk that like I wasn't able to even like kind of have my feelings like heard. Because she was passed out, so I had to take care of her instead of like, so I'm the person she just cheated on, like Lee is taking care of
yeah,
her.
Yeah, right, right.
Doing everything or whatever.
Right.
But that shit was.
Right.
That shit was fucking painful.
Right.
Bro. Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, Matt was pissed. Matt
I was so pissed, bro.
Matt was fucking pissed.
He just like, she cheated. I'm like, hurt? Get the fuck out of me. I'm like, fuck this. He goes, yeah, I'm gonna go with her. I'm gonna take care of her. I'm like, I'm sorry. What the fuck did you just mention to me? What'd you say? And he goes, yeah, no, like, I have to take care of her. I'm like, yeah, you're such a good boyfriend. Oh, I saw, bro, it was fuming.
It was,
yeah, no, hell no.
It was frustrating. It was very, very frustrating because the thing, like, again, like, I can't, it's, because I couldn't communicate anything either. So, like, I was basically talking to a fucking watch was like that in the.
I'm gonna be dead ass. At that point, for me, there would be nothing to communicate.
I was, you did. So, okay, there's a difference though. There's a difference because the mentality that I have right now is not the same that I had before because we were young. This was beginning of the relationship. So I was like 21, I think. So I was 21 years old. So there's a lot of like, obviously I was a lot more immature. There's a lot of things that like I didn't learn, like know how to process, etc. So I would say the way I would react today is not the way I would have reacted before because I definitely.
How would you react today? Yeah?
I would probably just call her sister, come pick up your sister. She's drunk right now, etc. And then keep it pushing. That would have been. And I don't think I would have even had the conversation because I would be like, I know you cheated on me, and there's nothing to be said.
How would you react if you get cheated on now? Let's be honest.
If it's in front of me, somebody is dying regardless.
Okay.
I'm not mature enough for that.
Okay.
But if I discover like over like the phone or something, it's like a cold cut. Like you're dead to me.
Okay.
We don't even talk about it.
What about you?
Same. Yeah. I'm not talking.
What would you do?
I like because you mentioned it before. I'm definitely not mature enough for them. So I'm getting cheated on. I'm fucking your mom or your sister.
I get that. Me too.
For sure.
Because mom and sisters, they're going to love me.
Yeah, yeah.
1,000%.
I'm fucking your best friend. There's some, yo.
Someone's getting fucked.
Yeah, someone's right? getting fucked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm a fucking good, bro. That's good. Crazy. I'm
whoever
sorry.
She said, whatever.
No,
that's mean.
I'm doing it. Whoever she said, like, I don't like this girl, I'm bagging her. Probably not bagging her.
Cause...
I'm so bad for this. I know for, like, I assume it, guys, like, I'm immature for this part, but I'm for sure someone's getting fucked. Like, for her, like, it's same as you, like, cold cut. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Like, a couple weeks later, you'll hear about the fact that I'm fucking one of your homegirls for sure.
Like your best friend.
No, I'm just going to glow up. I'm just going to get more money and an upgrade later on.
Okay. Yeah, that too. Now I look fucking stupid. Why would you say that?
I'm going to go back into the lab. I'm going to go harder in the gym, harder at work.
Yes,
make more money.
Yes. Now we're talking about the toxic part. No, you said someone's dying.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So wait, did you do something like as like a revenge when that happened?
Yeah, kind of. He did.
Did I do something? Yeah, no, I did something of a revenge. Yeah,
I don't know if we have the same answer.
When she came back, I said, "No, I'm up now."
Oh wow,
that's a really good one. That's a lot more.
I was thinking this, but before shoulder, what she's missing.
Oh yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yours is better than me then. Fuck.
Well, for everyone, it was just, I just showed it by improving myself.
It was just glow up.
Mine was glow up.
Yeah, it was just
mine
glow
too.
Up.
I also fuck her up.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed this traumatic episode. If you did, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon.
And also, don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel.
B3!
That was fast. B3. And I got it right on the first time.
B3?
It's been your boy Sergio's Talks.
It's your boy Matt.
It's your boy Carl.
It's your boy Michu.
And also maybe secret, maybe I don't know, it might be true, might be rumors, but we might be coming up with a season 3.
Ooh.
Really?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Ooh. Is it a possibility?
Thank you. Dando vueltas por la city con mi canción en la bocina que me quiere ver y está loca por tenerme. Dice que quiere matar las ganas que no quería nada.